all our lives to extend. My one greeting and Dr. Dalit to all of you who are celebrating the International Buddha Purnima Day. So, as we all know, Vesak Day is the most holiest occasion for all the Buddhists from every tradition. So, on this very auspicious occasion, I was asked by our Singapore Sakya Tenderling Center to give a short Dharma talk. So, Buddha is very holy. Buddha is the enlightened being. And it is very, very important to remember Buddha. It is important to generate faith in Buddha. Buddha is very important. If there is no Buddha, then there is no teaching. You can't have deities without the Buddha Dharma, without Buddha. You can't have gurus, or you can't have Dharma practitioners without the Buddha. So, all the source of all this is Buddha. Because of the Buddha, we have many deities, we have many different dharmas, we have many great gurus in the past and also in the present. So, Buddha is very important. Buddha is source of all the dharma, source of all the realizations. So, it is important to think first as a Buddhist, not as a particular Buddhist, or I am from this Buddhist sect or that Buddhist sect. This is not the most important. The most important thing is to think I or we are the followers of the Buddha. We all are followers of the Buddha, whether we are from this country or that country. All the Buddhists are followers of the Buddha. So, it is important to think in a greater way. It is important to have a greater perception. And then, it is important to know why Buddha is enlightened. We should have faith and devotion, and we should take refuge, but we should have reason. We are not taking refuge with blind faith. We are taking refuge with a reason, with a logical reason, with a genuine reason. And the genuine reason is that because if we study, if we analyze Buddha's precious and profound teachings, then through this authentic teaching, we can authenticate Buddha as an authentic Buddha or enlightened being. So, we should have the reason to prove Buddha is holy. We cannot say, or we should not think, Buddha is great because we are followers of the Buddha. Buddha is enlightened being because we believe in Buddha. Not based on blind faith, based on genuine reason or based on logical reason, then we should have faith and devotion and declarative in the Buddha. And Buddha Dharma, Dharma is a method that can transform ourselves or ordinary beings like us to enlightened beings. Dharma is a method that can transform our ordinary thoughts or negative thoughts into Buddha's ultimate wisdom. So this Buddha Dharma is the source of happiness. It's like the panacea that can cure all the sickness of obscuration or negative thoughts. So Buddha Dharma is like the light or the sun that can remove the darkness of ignorance. And this Buddha Dharma is very precious, and this Buddha Dharma is something that we should use or we should practice to gain liberation from the whole samsara and eventually to attain the enlightened state for the sake of all the sentient beings. If we use the Buddha Dharma for this life or for our own sake, then it is too good to use. It is too precious to use. Because to fulfill our mundane wishes, you don't need to use Buddha Dharma. You can use other mundane ways or methods to fulfill the wishes of this life. So, therefore, if we use the precious Dharma for this life, then it's like putting a garbage into a gold dustbin or gold container. Gold container is too good to put garbage. So similarly, it is too good to use just for this life. So with such understanding, then we should practice Dharma with the right motivation, like thought renunciation, infinite loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta. So with the right motivation, we should learn Dharma and contemplate on Dharma and then meditate on Dharma based on our own pure moral conduct. And Dharma, Buddha Dharma, is something that we all should practice. It is a practice that should be practiced by celibate monks, nuns, or lay male and female followers. For example, when we are sick, whether we are monks or nuns or lay male and females, anyone who has a sickness should take medicine to cure their own sickness. So similarly, we all have the sickness of negative thoughts or afflictive emotions. So to cure our own sickness of negative thoughts, we all should take the medicine, or we should all practice the Dharma, which is like a medicine. So Dharma practice is something that we all should practice without any exception. So to practice Dharma, we should know that Buddha Dharma is based on law of karma, and the law of karma is based on rebirth, or based on past life, present life, and the future life. Because of the past life karma, we can have the result of that in this life. And our present karma can be ripened in our future life. So, therefore, karma is depending on three times, past, present, and future. So, we should know this. And also, the main Dharma practice is something that we should do through our mind, not just through body and speech. So, the main practice should come from our mind. So for that, first we need to develop the right motivation, and then we should know how to practice. With the knowledge, then we should practice in a proper way. And then we should dedicate in a proper way at the end. And also, it is important to know many different ways to strengthen our practice, our virtue. One of the ways to strengthen our practice or our virtue is to practice on rest day. Whatever we do, whether it is positive action or negative action, whatever we do on rest day or on special occasions or on special days, then our actions will be multiplied into hundreds of thousands of times. So, in general, we should try to do more and more virtue deeds as much as possible, and try to abandon our negative actions as much as possible. And especially on special occasions, we should have more vigilance. We should have special attention to avoid every negative thing and try to do all the virtue things. For example, on special days, if we do our prostration to Buddha, so this one prostration to Buddha can be multiplied into hundreds of thousands of times. And if we get angry, or if we show our own anger, or if we do any other negative deeds, then that can also be multiplied into hundreds of thousands of times. So therefore, especially on the holy day, it is important to be very careful and try to do all the positive ones and try to abandon or to avoid all the negative ones. And then also, Dharma practice is not for our own sake. We are doing Dharma practice for the sake of all the sentient beings without any exception. So it means we are practicing Dharma not only for all the Buddhists, but we are practicing the Buddha Dharma for all the living beings, whether they are Buddhists, or whether they are following other religions, or whether they are non-believers, or whether they are animals or other living beings. We are practicing Dharma for the sake of all the sentient beings who are in this samsara. So that is the purpose of our practice. That should be the purpose of our practice. So with such right motivation and right purpose, we should do the right practice, and through this we can gain merit. And whatever merit that we have gained, we should dedicate to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all the family. We should dedicate the present merit along with all the merits to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings. So we are dedicating all our merits to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings. So at the end, I wish that may the blessings of our root guru, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha be with us now and always. Thank you.